Each tale is representative of a particular father-daughter dynamic. The first will be the handless maiden, which I think of as the narcissistic betraying father. The second is called Aller Lyra, or Thousand Furs, which is a story of psychological incest. And the third is Little Red Cap, which is a story in which the father is absent. As you listen, I encourage your participation by letting your inner response find its way to the paper on the table. As an image takes place, as a color or shape emerges, or as a place in your body responds, depict it on the paper. We will not be dialoguing these responses because I think they're private. But think of these materials at your table as providing a kind of journal. There will be a 5 to 10 minute reflective time at the end of each segment when you can continue working with your image or take the break that you need to get coffee or whatever. Following the completion of this sequence through tale 3, I will talk more directly about the problem of ambivalence, and we will end with an open forum. So think of this as a play without an intermission, but also like a movie, and that you can always get up and go get more popcorn. So let us begin. Psyche, or soul, sings a song and it tells a tale. Psyche's language is image. It is all color and shape, intensities. It's full of movement. Psyche's language runs throughout our bodies. And psyche is also outside our bodies, moving among us, affecting each other. The stories of psyche are sung in all times and in all places. Fairy tales are songs of psyche. Fairy tales speak stories that we each resonate with, where we are each part of greater realities. We're here to approach the archetype of the father and that in relation to the daughter, and to respectfully ask of Psyche that she attend to these tales and to show us what she hears. Peter?
The girl without hands. Miller had gradually been getting poorer and had nothing left but his mill and a big apple tree behind it. Once, when he'd gone into the forest to fetch wood, an old man, whom he'd never seen before, came up to him and said, "Why do you slave away at wood cutting? I'll make you rich if you promise to give me what's behind your mill." "What else can that be," thought the miller, "but my apple tree?" Said yes, and made it over to the stranger. The latter laughed mockingly and said, "In 3 years I'll come and fetch what's mine," and he went away. When the miller got home, his wife came to meet him, saying, "Tell me, miller, where does the sudden wealth in our house come from? All at once, all the chests and boxes are full. Nobody brought it, and I don't know how it happened." "It comes," he answered, "from a stranger whom I met in the forest and who promised me much treasure. In return, I made over to him what's behind our mill. We can well afford to give the big apple tree in exchange." "Oh, husband," said the woman, greatly frightened, "that was the devil. And he didn't mean the apple tree, but our daughter. She was behind the mill, sweeping the yard."